craziness and absurdity of the human mind. Money is a remarkable tool that can provide a better life if you know how to use it. But knowing how to use it is quite different from knowing how to acquire it. Winston Churchill famously said that he got more out of alcohol than alcohol got out of him. By the same logic, I have seen rich people whose money got more out of them than they got from it, because they spent their life desperately chasing money without any sense of how to use it to make them happier. I've also seen low-income people get tremendous value out of what little money they had, using it as a source of leverage to acquire more of what made them happy. What matters is not necessarily how much money you have. It's whether you understand and can control the psychology and behaviors that can make the connection between money and happiness more complicated than we assume. There are so many ways that observation can affect your own life. Think about the broke young person who buys a car he can't afford because he thinks it will bring respect and admiration from his peers. Or someone who diligently saved their entire life but cannot bring themselves to spend a reasonable amount of money in retirement because saver has become ingrained as part of their identity. Or the young couple saving for a down payment on a two-bedroom house whose expectations are suddenly inflated by a friend who just bought a three-bedroom house. The rich entrepreneur who never feels like she has enough. The low-wage worker who always feels like he has plenty. None of these topics have to do with spreadsheets or numbers. They're so much messier than that. It's all psychology, sociology, and understanding how everyone's different. Understanding how everyone's just trying to make it through life the best they can, making sense of the world given the experiences they've had, who they want to be, and what they think others think of them. In school, finance is taught as a science with clean formulas and logical conclusions. But in the real world, money is an art. I worked as a valet at a 5-star hotel in Los Angeles during college. One day we hosted an invite-only, high-end furniture show for the city's moneyed elite. A man came out to the valet stand, chatting with a friend, about how he just spent $21,000 on an armchair. Several of my colleagues and I overheard him and were stunned. Spending that much on a chair, was inconceivable to us. The guy saw our bewildered expressions and said, "Boys, I know, it's crazy, but when you have money, this is what you're supposed to do." I found it such an interesting choice of words. Supposed to do. Did he actually like the chair? Or was he blindly pursuing what society told him he's supposed to like and how he should spend his money? I remember then thinking, as a 19-year-old aspiring to be rich one day, is that what I'm supposed to do one day? I'm supposed to study long hours in college and grind in a career for decades so I can tell my friends I bought an ugly chair that costs the equivalent of 1/2 of an average household income? Would that actually make me happier? As I processed it all, I remember my reaction going from astonishment to amusement to almost feeling bad for the guy. I got to know a lot of these people. It felt like so many of them had this mindless chase for wealth without actually knowing why they wanted it, other than the primal urge for more. They were very good at making money, but their ability to turn that money into a meaningfully better life felt rocky at best. Of course, there's another path. Many people have figured out how to use money as a tool to provide things that actually make them happier in life. But the rich chair guy had it right. What society tells us we're supposed to do with money is not always what we should be doing to get the most out of it. It's not our fault. A combination of evolution and social forces tell us, often in a shout, what we should want. More money than other people. Bigger stuff than other people. Shinier toys than other people. Sometimes that is what we want and what you should.